Merci, Monsieur le Président.
Thank you, Mr. President. And first of all, I would like to thank the panelists for their presentations on the subject before us today, which is negative security arrangements. On this topic, I would like to refer you to the statement that I made on 25 June, and which explained in detail the French position. That was on June 25th. I said that the French doctrine of deterrence and of that our security, our guarantees are defensive, and the use of nuclear weapons would not be conceived of except in extreme circumstances of legitimate defense, which is a right recognized by the UN Charter. I also said that France's commitments in this area were contained in a document made at the CD in April 1995, and which the UN Security Council took note of in two resolutions, 984 and 2310. I also said that the negative security assurances were reiterated at the highest level by the President of France in 2015. France believes that granting negative security assurances in a regional framework is a very important step for disarmament, but also for nuclear nonproliferation. My country has provided NSAs to about 100 countries in the framework of protocols to treaties establishing nuclear weapon-free zones in several regions of the world. You know them, I won't name them all. Quickly, I would just like to react to one of the points brought up by one of the panelists, Mr. Mark Fino, about the reservations and the doctrine of dissuasion, deterrence. First of all, the reservation that was made by France. My delegation is ready to explain why it is, in fact, in line with negative security assurances, and why it's part of our country's doctrine of dissuasion. And all of this is very consistent. There was also the issue of non-first use, which was brought up by the panelists. And I would like to recall from what we said a few years ago, that French nuclear weapons are part of our deterrent program, which aims to protect our country against any nuclear attack, wherever it would come from and whatever the nature would be. Non-first use is therefore also consistent with our position, and I'm ready to explain this again to my fellow countryman, Mark Fino. Now, second, as my distinguished colleague, the ambassador of China, was saying, France participated in the meeting of the P5 with the Secretary General of ASEAN last Tuesday. The meeting allowed us to highlight the common will of the P5 to carry out negotiations with a view to signing the protocol to the Bangkok Treaty, establishing a nuclear weapon-free zone in Southeast Asia. We hope that this will encourage the states of ASEAN to return to this issue, in particular in the framework of the commission set up by the Bangkok Treaty, which should meet very soon at the level of the ministers of ASEAN. We have fallen too far behind, and not for any good reason. My country is ready to carry out more in-depth consultations with other members of the P5 and member states of ASEAN, as far as necessary, in order to identify and raise and eliminate the remaining obstacles. The signing of the protocol to the Bangkok Treaty, granting negative security assurances to the countries of ASEAN, would make it possible to make operational a nuclear weapons-free zone in Southeast Asia. And as was said, in the run-up to the next NPT review conference, it would make it possible to make progress in implementing the 2010 plan of action. which highlights the contribution of nuclear weapon-free zones to strengthening the non-proliferation regime and to the realization of the objectives of nuclear disarmament. Thank you, Mr. President.